In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our Gospel reading from Mark chapter 10, we hear again, once again, a dialogue between Jesus and a man on the roadside. In this case, the man is blind. Yet, he sees Jesus as the one who can restore his sight. He is correct in that assumption, but it's interesting that Jesus takes the initiative by asking the first question, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man's answer is, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." Or in other words, "I want to see. I want to see." As we think about this wonderful event and how it can relate to us, a question may well come up in our minds. I already can see, can't I? Do I need to ask Jesus to let me see? Well, that depends. There is sight, and then there is insight. What we know without a doubt is this: whether or not you or I can see physically, each of us needs from Jesus the gift of spiritual sight or insight. So let's watch and listen and think. All that Jesus does, he does in order to seek and save the lost. And that would be us. Lost but found. Found in our Lord Jesus Christ. And thus safe, secure, and his forever. In the story of Bartimaeus, there is more to see than meets the eye. More than sight is needed to see and understand what is happening here. What is needed is insight. As with Bartimaeus, we should ask, "Can I see?" Well, I don't know. Can you? Are things clear to you? Do you have insight as to the application to our lives of this wonderfully reported episode of Jesus? Let's see what we can see. We know only a little about Bartimaeus. His father's name must have been Timaeus, not only because it's written in the Bible there, but because Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. We might assume that he lived in Jericho since he was sitting by the roadside near that city. But other than that, and the fact that he was blind, we do not see any other information about him in our reading. But what a man he is. A man of insight indeed. He reveals much to us. He helps us see things clearly. And we thank God for a man like Bartimaeus, who is an inspiring example for us. He may have been blind, but he was a listener. It has been said that people who have been deprived of one sense often seem to gain strength in others. There is no doubt in the case of Bartimaeus that he did have keen hearing. I can only imagine that as he sat by the roadside day after dragging day, he listened to the conversations of those who walked by. Interesting people must have walked on this main road, coming from all parts of the land, especially on their journey to Jerusalem, since that was one of the main routes for the pilgrims. Bartimaeus had knowledge of Jesus, and so he acts on that knowledge. Mark's reading indicates that Bartimaeus had heard of this Jesus of Nazareth before. Apparently, he knew of the reports that Jesus had unique powers to cast out demons, heal, and even raise the dead. He knew that Jesus was from the line of David, and from the sacred Old Testament scriptures, he knew of the promises that a son from David's line would ascend his throne and reign forever. This new Davidic kingdom would usher in an era of mercy and grace unlike any that had come before. He would defeat evil and establish the kingdom of God. So Bartimaeus sees now an opportunity come to him as if from heaven. He leaps into action and begins to shout from the top of his lungs, from the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." When many attempted to silence him with rebukes, Bartimaeus cried out even more loudly than before for the attention of the master. His determination had to come from a conviction driven by faith. This one can help me. The words that the risen Lord Jesus will speak to Thomas sometime later come to mind already here. "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed." When our Lord Jesus hears the cries of Bartimaeus, he does what is unexpected by the crowd, but of course anticipated by those who know him. He stands still. That act of stopping for Bartimaeus is a touching gesture of mercy. The Son of David, in whom is wrapped up royalty and who is the very Son of God, stopped for the sake of a blind beggar. And then he commands, "Call him." When the harsh crowd sees their mistake in rebuking the blind man, they probably want to make their, you know, view, Jesus viewing them a little better. "Well, we need to help this guy now, so we are trying to stop." So they come forward and with graciousness say to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And full of excitement and not wanting to waste this wonderful opportunity, he tosses away the cloak he was probably using to receive whatever money people would give him, and jumps up and comes to Jesus. Then Jesus asks the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" I think it's plausible to hear in that question a touch of gentle humor and goodwill. The question is asked so that the blind man can put the answer before all the world and for the generation and for generations to come. Jesus gives him the opportunity to confess his faith, the faith shared by all Christians of all times, past and present. "Rabbi, let me recover my sight. Jesus, I want to see." Our dear Lord Jesus answered him with an action word and a declaration that not only did Jesus have time for Bartimaeus, but that Jesus also knew his heart's deepest yearning. "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And it's no surprise to us that the words that come from the mouth of the Word of God made flesh actually bring about what they communicate. As in creation, when the word commanded, let there be light, and there was light. So now that same word has given a similar command, and the formerly blind man can now see created light. What a glorious miracle this is. Bartimaeus immediately regains his sight and follows Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. It is more than a coincidence that this miracle of sight comes as Jesus is heading towards Jerusalem for the last time before his crucifixion and resurrection. Right after this comes the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. But through a reading of the events of this journey recorded in Mark chapter 10, gives us no small indication that it was hard for the people to see and understand the reason for it all. Hard for them to see at all. In the beginning of Mark chapter 10, verses 2 to 12, the Pharisees insisted that a legalistic keeping of the rules was necessary for salvation. In verses 17 to 30, Jesus called potential disciples to a life of total devotion to him and to his Father. Some, however, would always be entangled in wealth, like the rich young man who left sad because he didn't want to depart from death to follow Jesus. In verses 35 to 45, Jesus exalted the need to give oneself for the sake of others. The disciples, however, strove to take for themselves the highest positions of honor on this earth and in the kingdom to come, asking Jesus to sit at his right hand and to sit at his left hand in his glory. Spiritual blindness. Because all of us are children of Adam and Eve. We have inherited from them and a human nature corrupted by sin. We all desperately need not just sight, but insight. And the tender story of Bartimaeus, he stands forever before us as a call to what is greater than mere eyesight. The events of this last journey of Jesus to the cross confronts and convicts us as he did for the disciples. We often find more comfort in rules that bind and hinder the cause of the gospel than in the freedom of the gospel of the Son of God. This gospel sets us free from the condemnation of the law and causes us to cling only to Jesus for stability in our spiritual life. The evil inside of us clamors for our own brand of righteousness rather than the righteousness of Jesus, which has been given to us as a gift for salvation since the time of our baptism. With the 12, we fight over and think we deserve the right to be the greatest in the kingdom, instead of being grateful that we should have even the lowest place in the kingdom. We need to cry out with Bartimaeus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. For it is not just Bartimaeus who is in need today. It is us too. Lord, it is I. Can I see, Lord? May I be given the gift of true insight that will lead me to look to you and see the Son of God who would save me from my spiritual blindness? Can I see, Lord? When John the Baptist was languishing in prison, he sent his disciples to ask Jesus again, "Are you the one who was to come? Or should we expect someone else?" And Jesus pointed John to the evidence from the prophet Isaiah, who had spoken about the day when the Messiah would appear on earth. Isaiah had said that in the day of the Messiah, the blind will receive their sight, the lame will walk, the lepers will be cleansed, the deaf will hear, the dead will be raised, and the poor will have the good news preached to them. How miraculous that our souls are healed by Christ Jesus, the Son of David, who takes away the sin of the world and has mercy on us, just as he had mercy on Bartimaeus. And how miraculous that Jesus has restored our spiritual sight and given us insight to follow him on the way to the cross. But following Jesus to his cross will also lead us on the way to resurrection under his gracious eternal reign and rule. And how miraculous that will be. How miraculous that will be for all of us. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.